This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As commercial airliners go, Airbus's new A380 is as big as it gets. The super jumbo jet was unveiled today in Toulouse, France. It is a massive airplane with a wingspan of 262 feet. It holds as many as 800 passengers.
Today's celebration was appropriately huge. There were clouds of dry ice, a huge curtain, and even dancers hanging from wires. And among the 5,000 invited guests were Europe's leaders, gloating about what they saw as Airbus's scientific and commercial triumph. Here's British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
Now we see this final product, and we are amazed. It is simply stunning. Well done to all of you in every part of Europe that made it happen. This is a day of which we can truly be proud.
Joining us to talk about the A380 is Tom Simons. He covers aviation for the BBC. Tom, it sounds like that ceremony was quite a production.
Yes, you know, they used to bash bottles of wine against new ships. Well, this was a new aircraft, and they didn't bash a bottle of wine against it. They spent an awful lot of money on a huge multimedia show that filled really one of the large hangars here at Airbus's headquarters in Toulouse. Lots of aviation people from all over the world came to see it, and the finale at the end was the unveiling of this enormous aircraft, perhaps most obviously different because of its two large decks, one upper, one lower, different of course from the Boeing 747, because that only has a smaller upper deck.
Well, you had a chance to see the plane and to ramble around the inside. Tell us more about this super jumbo.
Well, firstly, nothing inside. This is only the outside that's been finished. The seats haven't been fitted yet, and that will really depend on the airlines that are buying it. But on the outside, the double deck was most noticeable. The size of the engine intakes really struck me. I mean, you could literally climb inside and jump up and down and have plenty of room for manoeuvre. And the tail fin, I'm told, is about the same size as the wing of a Boeing 737. It's so large. So a very large plane. And, of course, airports are having to be altered to take account of its size, changing the space it needs to turn on the ground, changing the surface that it rolls around on. It needs to be made strong enough, changing the number of decks that are needed to access the plane, upper and lower, and also, of course, the evacuation procedures have needed work.
Will the airports be willing to make these modifications?
I think they are. Certainly, it does seem that Airbus is selling these aircraft fairly fast, and it is designed to fly to the world's biggest hub airports, Heathrow, Hong Kong, Los Angeles, JFK, Singapore. So those airlines will see the need to put the investment in. In the case of Heathrow Airport London, for example, a whole new terminal is being built that will be built specifically to cope with the A380, among other things. So that investment is going in. Of course, some won't be ready next year, some will take longer, but the changes will happen.
Now, Tom, what does all this mean for Airbus's primary stateside rival, Boeing, and its 747?
Well, certainly, I think the feeling here today is that Airbus has taken a big step forward and that Boeing is going to have trouble really keeping up, because Boeing doesn't at this stage have an equivalent product to the A380. It, of course, has the 747 launched in the 60s. Everybody knows and loves it, but it's getting a bit old. But Boeing may well find that it has to do something with the 747, and there's a lot of talk about an advanced version that will start to compete with the A380. Of course, Boeing has a different view of the future of air travel. It believes that people will want to fly in smaller planes but longer distances, so they don't have to change at the kinds of hub airports that people often dislike because they're very busy.
Tom Simons, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Tom Simons covers aviation for the BBC.